minerals and their balance, which is so important in our body, is what really drives vitality. And when you start to pull copper out of the soil and out of the food, and then it starts to be pulled out of the human, well, then you got a serious problem. So we know how critical, we know how critical gold is to the economy. When you take gold out of the economy, it will collapse. That seems to be the train that we're riding on right now. When you take silver out of your computer, it doesn't work. And when you take copper out of the human being, it starts to fall apart. And that's exactly where we find ourselves as a society today.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host from katedalyradio.com, The Kate Daly Show. So glad to be with you because I have this amazing guest for you. What a great show so far. Hopefully we can just add to that today. I'm talking about a huge cover-up today, one of the biggest that you might not even be aware of. I know you probably are aware of a lot, but I don't think you're aware of this one as much as we should be anyway. Why do I talk about health so much on the show? Because the government has figured out that we're stupid enough to fall for more contrived illnesses, and they will steal more freedom under the banner of pandemic. We can all be rest assured they're coming back for more, as Bill Gates keeps promising us. We suffered way more from tyranny than we ever did fluvid or the sniffles. So we need all hands on deck. We need you, and we need you healthy. And I really mean that. And that's why supplements are so important. That's why our health is so important. Right now, we need you, and we need you healthy because we need all the energy that you've got. My guest is Morley Robbins, the great Morley Robbins. He is the creator and founder of the Root Cause Protocol. He received his BA in biology from Denison University in Ohio and holds an MBA from George Washington University in healthcare administration. He wrote the book on copper. It's called Cure. Cure, and then the byline is Your Fatigue, Q-U-R-E, Cure. And one of the reasons that we are so very unhealthy today, as we're walking around all consuming pharma every single time and chance that we can, Morley exposes one mineral, the most important mineral that has been systematically eliminated from your diet and food supply going back 80 years. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the Alex Jones Show, Morley Robbins. How are you?
Delighted to be here, Kate. Thank you for the introduction. And I'm sure we're going to have a very stimulating dialogue.
Oh, I can bet on it. In fact, this will blow people's minds. You know what? Let's go right to some information I think people will be so interested in. Back in the 1920s, they did a study on mice. Would you talk about that for just a moment?
Sure. So if I suddenly went rogue, I would want to convince people that they were anemic, that they didn't have enough iron in their body, and that they were copper toxic. And that's the prevailing myth on planet Earth. But the studies that you're talking about were from the same year, two different studies, two different teams, 1928. They fed rodents a diet that had no copper in it. And they wanted to see what was going to happen. And what they were surprised to discover is that when there's low copper or no copper in the diet, iron starts to fill up in the liver. And this has been known since 1928, Hart et al., 1928, McHarg et al., 1928, two separate teams. When two different teams can prove the same thing, that's when it becomes science. So we've known this for almost 100 years now. And we live in a very different world than we think we do, because no one knows about minerals. No one knows that these lowly little elements on the planet are actually the catalysts that run our body. And farmers know this. I'm not sure they know as much as they should know, but minerals and their balance, which is so important in our body, is what really drives vitality. And when you start to pull copper out of the soil and out of the food, and then it starts to be pulled out of the human, well, then you got a serious problem. So we know how critical we know how critical gold is to the economy. When you take gold out of the economy, it will collapse. That seems to be the train that we're riding on right now. When you take silver out of your computer, it doesn't work. And when you take copper out of the human being, it starts to fall apart. And that's exactly where we find ourselves as a society today.
Your book absolutely blew my mind. I have to say it blew my mind because the history that you discuss in the book and how they used fertilizers, chemical fertilizers as the Trojan horse. And I've talked about this on the show, how they use that as the Trojan horse to basically poison us. But there was even more to it that I discovered from you. And this is why I wanted to share this with people. Copper is the master mineral, right? It is the orchestra. It's the orchestra guy. It's the guy that tells all the other minerals what to do. And without it, well, let's just say that they knew that if they could rob us of copper early on, generations ago, that we would be a hot mess today. And we are. We have, our health is in the gutter. And so talk about the fertilizers, what they did with glyphosate.
Well, they first started with NPK. After the First World War, there were a lot of munitions left over. They had to do something with the nitrogen, the phosphorus, and the potassium. Well, people didn't know what that was going to do to mineral uptake. Well, NPK blocks copper uptake in the root system of plants. So that was a pretty serious affront to farming. And now today, we live in an environment where much of the world is exposed to glyphosate or Roundup. Some people may know it as Roundup. It's ubiquitous. It's everywhere on the planet now. And what people probably don't know is that this supposed chemical has mineral chelating properties. And they're measured on a logarithmic scale. So we know about pH on a logarithmic scale. We know about earthquakes on a logarithmic scale. Well, glyphosate, same scale. And it chelates magnesium at a 2. It chelates zinc at a 6. But it chelates copper at an 11. Now, why is that important? It means that it's taking copper out of the soil a billion times faster than it's taking magnesium. And it's taking copper 100,000 times faster than it's taking zinc. So copper's in the crosshairs. And this process, as you are mentioning it, goes back about 100 years. So they've been boiling the frog. They've been boiling the human frog 1 degree at a time. And we just didn't know it was happening. And so playing in the background, a lot of people may be surprised to hear this, but I've renamed COVID. The COV stands for copper's vanished, and ID stands for iron's dysregulated. So go back to those mice in 1928, take copper out, what happens? Iron goes wild. And that's what all of the symptoms are. COVID are based on iron dysregulation, hyperferritinemia, high uric acid, and myocarditis. We can go on for an hour describing the symptoms, and they all relate back to these two minerals.
And copper, what happens is people are told about iron consistently. You're low in iron, you're low in iron, but it hides in the tissues. It's not in the blood as much as we test for it. We never test for copper, but copper has to be in balance with iron.
Absolutely, it has to be in balance. And so the most important thing for the listeners to remember in this conversation, low iron in the blood does not mean low iron in the tissue. In fact, it's just the opposite. Low iron in the blood usually is masking high iron stuck in the tissue. And I'm sure we'll have a chance to talk further about that in another segment.
It's causing a lot of disease to happen, pathogens to happen. The reason ivermectin worked is because it would go in and it would take the iron that was making the pathogen grow, right? Take that out and help it so that it could deliver copper and zinc into that cell. That's why ivermectin was so effective, correct? We'll come back. We'll talk about that with Morley Robbins. The book is Cure. I take his FIQ copper every day. We need copper. You're without copper. And as he says, we are copper deserts. We are copper deserts. And I like his FIQ copper. Let me tell you, you need this. Be right back on The Alex Jones Show with Morley Robbins.
He humanity is in a fight for its very life. And InfoWars, for decades, has been at the very forefront of the fight for a pro-human future. We can't stay on air without your help, and I want to thank you all for your past support. And I want to encourage those of you that have never bought products at InfoWarsStore.com to go there and experience how amazing these products really are. Ultimate Bone Broth, finally, sold out for over 2 years, back in stock. Real Red Pill Plus, simply amazing. Nitric Boost, what it does for your heart, your cardiovascular, critical. All these products like Ultimate Krill Oil, Ultimate Fish Oil, Supermel Vitality, they're all available and in stock, ready to ship to you right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And the final 1,200 signed copies of my book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and I'm not going to sign any more after that, are exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com as well. In the last month, I got a little busy, so I didn't sign the books. We didn't have them for sale. But now I signed the last books. You can get them right now.
Back here with you on the Alex Jones Show. Thank you for joining us today. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host from the Kate Daly Show. And my guest is Morley Robbins. I bring him on because his message is so essential to you, your health. We need all hands on deck right now. We need you, and we need you healthy. And so this information, the exposing of one of the biggest cover-ups in our food supply for the last 80 years, this is so important, 100 years actually. So here's a couple of things. Number one, Morley's book, Cure. Your fatigue. You have got to get this book. It is filled with history too. And so much more will make sense once you read this book. It blew my mind. And I research 12 hours a day. So the copper, it's also called, the byline on it is the root cause and how to fix it on your own, which is so important. We need to take control of our health. So here's a couple of statements, Morley. Correct me if I'm wrong. I might be. Copper has been annihilated by glyphosate. When they took copper out of the diet with mice in the 1920s, the mice died of disease. Copper has to be balanced in your diet with other minerals. It's the master detoxifier. So dumping those shots that people out there took, thank goodness I didn't, dumping those shots in our bodies, maybe they wouldn't have had a chance if we would have had enough copper in our bodies for the last 100 years to actually detoxify that. Our immune system would have had some help in detoxifying. And I'm talking about the entire VAX program too. Copper isn't just needed, it's essential to your health. And that's why we're walking around so unhealthy, and doctors don't even mention it, nor do they test for it. How do you feel about all those statements?
No, I think those are accurate statements. I think the hard part, Kate, is getting people to realize that a mineral that they've never heard of, or a mineral that they usually are scared of because they've been told it's toxic. Yeah. I mean, it's insane how backwards the message is. But the key is, it's hard to believe that this Achilles heel is what's doing us in. And again, we're talking about 100 milligrams of a mineral that fits on the head of a 1-inch stick pin. That's a really tiny amount of element. And I think everyone understands the difference between generals and foot soldiers. What copper is the general in our body? And this is based on the experience of the Chinese, who've been working with healing practices for just a modest 5,000 years. But in their folklore and in their medical practices, they have identified copper as the general and iron as the foot soldier. And what happens when the copper's missing? Well, just try to picture the Battle of the Bulge without Patton. It's a very different outcome of that historical event. And so that's what's going on inside our body, is there aren't enough generals. And one of the most important aspects of copper, it falls into this category of like, really? It does all that? So there's only four things that copper does. Only four things. Creates energy. Well, that's important. The mitochondria don't work without copper. Second, clears exhaust. You know, we're used to driving cars and they produce exhaust. Well, we produce exhaust in our bodies and in our mitochondria and our cells. Well, there are copper enzymes that are designed perfectly to clear that. It catalyzes enzymes. It's a big deal. And what is an enzyme? It's like a nanobot. It's a little thing that gets stuff done. And copper is one of the most important catalytic agents in the body. And then the fourth that I think is really tragic that people don't know about, especially our practitioners, is that copper combats enemies. whether they're bacteria, fungus, virus, or any parasites. And so the issue is people are not aware of that. And for those people who maybe have grown up on a farm or may actually be engaged in farming, you know how important copper is on the farm. But the tragedy is it's been the number one defect, or it's the number one mineral deficiency, I should say, number one mineral deficiency for 80 years. And if it's deficient on the farm, we know it's deficient in the food supply. And so a very important Australian farmer, her name is Pat Colby. She's written a whole series of books on farming, natural goat care, and cattle care, and horse care, and sheep care. But she makes a very important point in all four of these books. She says that any animal that is copper deficient has parasites. Ooh, any animal that has parasites is copper deficient. Well, if I learned anything, if we've learned anything from the 2020 through 2023 period, is that what is a virus? Oh, it's the excrement from parasites. And that's a really important thing to know. And so that means that playing in the background worldwide was copper deficiency because the transmission of the parasite was so fast. And so if you don't understand the dynamics and the power of minerals, well, then it would be very easy to fall into the condition of fear that we all fell into. And what does fear do? Well, again, if I spell cure differently, I'm going to spell fear differently. And I spell fear F-E-A-R. And it's important for people to realize is that when you're in a state of fear, you're attracting iron to your body. And that iron is activating rust in your body. We don't call it rust in the world of medicine. We call it oxidative stress. It's a very lofty term, but it's rust. It's oxygen interacting with iron, and it's creating chaos inside our body. Whether it's neuroinflammation, fatty liver disease, heart disease, chronic kidney disease, arthritis, I don't care what it is. And what, as a former hospital executive and consultant, what surprised me was that all of the conditions, I think there are like 25,000 in the Merck manual, all come in on oxidative stress. And if you don't have bioavailable copper to regulate the iron and the oxygen to prevent the oxidative stress, then nature is just going to take its course and it's going to begin to wear us down. And probably a really important thing for your listeners to understand is that if they're at all worried about aging is just it's just shorthand for iron accumulation. And there's some famous papers that have been written about the 9 hallmarks of aging now superseded by the 12 hallmarks of aging. Guess what? All 12 come back to this copper iron conflict and the creation of oxidative stress. Well, I think that's important for the public to know. I think it's more important for the practitioners to know that. But in this is a battle for mindshare. And I think what's really going to change the clinical practice is when the public stands up and demands a different level of information from the questions they're going to start to ask. Because I think it's time for people to say that if they're told, well, you're anemic, say, well, let's measure my copper status. Let's exhaust everything we can in my diet to increase my copper. And then we can begin to have that iron discussion. And it's really tragic that that doesn't happen more often. But again, we live in a world of being brainwashed. We're all very aware of that. And now it's time, I think, and I appreciate your passionate interest in this. I think it's time for people to awaken to this new truth.
100%. In fact, you call, you know, the MD label, the MD degree, mineral deficiency, which I absolutely love because doctors, if a doctor gives you a blank stare and says, you don't need to worry about copper, you could be toxic in copper. That's not true. We're copper deserts, as you say. And the other thing is understanding how they've been trained since the Johns Hopkins Medical School took over per the Rockefellers. Once that was established, minerals were out the window, and we never heard about them again. In fact, on a men's panel or a women's panel blood test, they don't even include copper. You actually have to pay more to try to get tested for it. And that's insane to me because it's the master mineral. And I hope people realize that this is the master mineral. This is the mineral that is telling the other minerals what to do. And if you don't have enough of that, well, we're rot with disease. We're walking around unhealthy. And I think the medical cabal has become pharma pill poppers. They're basically there to give you pharma. And if you don't want pharma, too bad. We'll be right back. I'll be right back with Morley Robbins on The Alex Jones Show. Stay with us. You're going to want to hear this.
There is a war for the future happening right now. There is a war that will control my destiny, your destiny, our children's destinies. And that war is something that we can win, but it takes dedication, it takes commitment. That's why I ask listeners respectfully to go to InfoWarsStore.com and buy great products that will enrich and empower your life while keeping us on air at the very same time. InfoWarsStore.com to get a signed or unsigned copy of my book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, Ultimate Bone Broth, back in stock, Nitric Boost, the amazing CBD oil we have that's the highest quality you're going to find anywhere at more than half off. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com, some of the very best products. And a lot of you have never shopped at InfoWarsStore. You've been watching for years, you've been listening for years, but you've never taken the step to go to InfoWarsStore. These are great products that really work and are amazing. Plus, they keep us on air. So again, please take action. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show, last segment of the hour. My guest is Morley Robbins. He wrote the book on copper. This book is so important because it's something we're missing that we don't even realize because we're not trained in it. The doctors don't do any training in it. And I screwed up one of the words. Mineral denialist is what Morley talks about when he says MD. And that is the truth. They don't understand health. They're there to write you a script for pharma. I mean, my gosh, pharma's awfully lucky to have all these doctors running around writing pharma scripts for them. It's sickening, isn't it? The FIQ rate, copper, is just so amazing. And I've been taking it. Let me tell you, I hope people start realizing this cover-up. I'm so glad you've exposed this. I'm so glad you wrote this book, Morley.
Yeah, I'm happy to be bringing this message forward and delighted to have this kind of conversation and just your curiosity. Again, we got to spell it right, but it's very infectious, and I think it's important for people to hear this. The thing is, it's time. Our back is against the wall. I'm absolutely convinced that the window's closing, and we need to take the steps to educate and make people more aware of this. And so you mentioned Hopkins. So I wanted people to know that I grew up in Baltimore. And as I noted to you, my nickname is Baltimorely. That's what my oldest son calls me. And so Hopkins is a really important epicenter for medicine, as I think you know, and probably your listeners know. But it's even more important because there was a very important MD, PhD, who was very clinically active at Hopkins in the 30s. And his name was Max Weintraub. And Dr. Weintraub, originally, he was born and raised in Canada. He got his MD degree in Canada. And then he came to the States, got his PhD in physiology at Tulane University. And then he ends up at Hopkins. And Dr. Weintraub was not just another doctor. He wrote the first textbook in hematology. And it's a big deal. It was in 1942 when it was published. And he defined that field. And hematology is the one that studies blood, studies minerals in the blood. And Dr. Weintraub's expertise was copper. But what's really interesting is, for some reason, maybe because he was a truther, I'm not sure, Dr. Weintraub got kicked out of Hopkins. And he ends up being the dean of medicine at the University of Utah Medical School. And it was a very fortuitous development because he recruited some of the best and brightest clinicians of that era, and they engaged in 32 formal experiments in animals, including humans, experimenting with what happens if we do this to the copper, what happens if we do that to the iron. And it's mind-blowing research that has been lost to the ages. People don't know about this legacy of research or the legacy that preceded it at University of Wisconsin. But it's very, very important for people to know that this is not my passion around this is based on having read 7,500 articles in the last 14 years. I get up very early in the morning, read for 3 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can cover a lot of ground between 5 and 8 in the morning. And I'm really proud of that. And my understanding is based on the legacy of research that has preceded us, that there have been some amazing individuals who have devoted themselves to understanding this. And that's really what's chronicled in the book. And that's really what inspired the supplement. What really inspired it was my frustration with the fact that no one was talking about mineral metabolism from 2020 to 2022. And I said, that's got to stop. We've got to change that. And that's what led to the creation of that particular supplement. And it's just, it's a very humble solution to a very big problem. And I think what's important for people to realize is that sometimes big, complicated problems can be solved quite simply. It's called Occam's razor. Sometimes the simplest solution is best. And that's really what this discussion is about. That's what the book is about. That's what the whole desire is, to get more people to realize how simple the solution is.
Absolutely. In fact, I want you to talk just a little bit too about the brain. The brain is run by copper fat. And I interviewed Dr. Alfonso Mazzo. He's fascinating, amazing. Talks about your copper book and copper. And he said, you know, the brain is run by fat and copper. And isn't it interesting that the two things they've tried to eliminate, right, in the 70s with the food pyramid, they went into, oh, get rid of that fat and raise the sugar level. And what happened? We all became obese. We didn't have the obesity problem before the 70s as much as we have it now. And then, of course, removing copper from the body. And when you do that, I mean, no wonder. So then it also controls fear, right? And so what are they so good at? Presenting fear to us. People are still running around in masks. It's the fear.
It's actually a half a dozen changes that were made. And it's very simple. And I apologize for the bang. They decided to replace our porch, and I had no notice of this at all. So I apologize for that. Okay, so you know what, Kate? We're constructing a new awareness about these subjects. So that's what that banging is all about. So the thing is, what you have to understand is, so they blocked copper uptake after the First World War with NPK. 20 years later, 1941, they started sprinkling iron filings into the wheat flour in UK, Canada, and the US. Then what did they do? Oh, well, the food doesn't taste right. Let's add some sugar. Let's really begin to add sugar. And then in September of 1955, September 24th, 1955, Eisenhower has a heart attack. And they seized upon that. He actually had 8 heart attacks, but the first one was in September of 55. And Ansel Keys, who's a famous physiologist, not a physician, but he's a famous physiologist, he said, well, we need to get fat out of the diet because it's causing heart disease. And it's like, no, it doesn't. But suddenly the whole narrative got hijacked by Dr. Keys, right. And they took fat out of the diet because they had to get rid of cholesterol, right? Well, what they were really going after was retinol, vitamin A. And what people don't know is that vitamin A is what activates critical enzymes in our body to load copper into critical pathways to keep us in balance. So let's add iron. Let's take away copper. Let's add sugar. Let's take away fat. Let's add vitamin D And, oh, let's not talk about retinol. Nobody's supposed to be using retinol. Oh, you know what? You can become not just copper toxic. You can become vitamin A toxic. And those six changes have shaped humanity now to be so vulnerable. And it's, I think our ancestors must be rolling over in their grave saying, what happened? And the greatest tragedy, Kate, is prior to the First World War, there was something called nutritional immunity. Our ancestors knew to stay away from excess iron because it feeds the pathogens. And they'd known that for millennia of millennia. But after the First World War, everything changed. And suddenly, we couldn't get enough iron, and we've never been so sick since then.
So true. We're getting bombarded. There's iron shavings. When they say fortified iron, it's iron shavings in your cereal, says Dr. Monzo. And so we're getting this barrage of iron. They tell everyone to take iron. They even took me to take iron. My iron was low. So they told me to take more iron. And all it's doing is making us more sick. There's no counterbalancing with copper. And copper has to be able to tell iron what to do. We are so unhealthy as a people, and they counted on it. They wanted us to be unhealthy. And that's the sad part of all of this, is this conspiracy, a real conspiracy between folks to annihilate it out of our food supply. The glyphosate targets copper out of our food supply. We are deserts, and we need to understand that. I know we only have about a minute left, but please, the book Cure, C-U-R-E, you have got to get this book by Morley Robbins. It goes into all of this history. It's fantastic. I take FIQ copper. We need to bump this up. We need to get this going in our bodies. It can really help us a lot. And 30 seconds, Morley. Go for it.
What I was going to say, I want people to realize that when COVID hit, I thought it was the end of this movement, because this really is a movement. And then I realized over the last year, this has been the springboard because people are now saying, wait a minute, there's more to the story. And that's what this conversation is all about. And that's what the focus of this emphasis on bioavailable copper, why it's so important.
Bingo. It's one of the biggest cover-ups in our food supply. It's one of the biggest cover-ups in our health. And if a doctor looks at you with a blank stare, get rid of the doctor and find one that understands your body. Thank you, Morley Robbins. Really appreciate you. The book is Cure. FIQ copper is what I take. And let me tell you, it's worth it. Thanks a lot, you guys, on the Alex.
One thing I should say, and I know this is called the World Government Summit, I think we should be maybe a little bit concerned about actually becoming too much of a single world government. If I may say that we want to avoid creating a civilizational risk by having, frankly, this may sound a little odd, too much cooperation between governments. If you look at, say, at history and the rise and fall of civilizations, all throughout history, civilizations have risen and fallen, but it hasn't meant the doom of humanity as a whole, because there've been all these separate civilizations that were separated by great distances. While Rome was falling, Islam was rising, and that actually ended up being a source of preservation of knowledge and many scientific advancements. And so, I think we want to be a little bit cautious about being too much of a world, of a single civilization, because if we are too much of a single civilization, then if the whole thing may collapse. I'm obviously not suggesting war or anything like that, but I think we want to be a little bit wary of actually cooperating too much. It sounds a little odd, but we want to have some amount of civilizational diversity such that if something does go wrong with some part of civilization, that the whole thing doesn't collapse and humanity keeps moving forward.
Well, we live to see it. Elon Musk at the World Economic Forum decrying their world government at their World Government Summit. That's what this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is all about. And the final signed copies are available for a limited time, just a few weeks, at InfoWarsStore.com. So get your copy of the book and help keep us on air at InfoWarsStore.com. We've come a long way, but the war has not yet been won.